It's Hancock and Kelly sitting in for Charlie Brennan. And John, I had the good fortune of going to the high school playoffs for hockey here in St. Louis. And I think you and I talked about it. It was some of the best hockey I have seen, pro, college, bar none, right here in St. Louis. And we have a bunch of these kids who are going to schools here, playing hockey, that are getting CBC, drafted in the NFL, the NHL.
CBC and St. Louis U High, they fight it out. Westminster got in there a little bit this year, or last year, with the high school hockey. And it's great.
Joining us in studio now is Patrick Quinn. He's the chairman of the St. Louis Legacy Ice Foundation. He's working to bring some more ice rinks right here to St. Louis. Mr. Quinn, welcome back to KMOX.
Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity this morning.
You are trying to build an ice complex out there in Creve Coeur, close to the Creve Coeur Park, and you're not asking the taxpayers to give a dollar.
That's
Is
correct.
There something wrong with you? Most people are usually got their hand out, right?
You know, one of the things that I've been, you know, having the biggest battle with here is the fact that, you know, everybody says, well, we're just handing out more money to private developers in this town and giving TIFs and TDDs and this's and that's's. And the reality here is this is a private foundation, not for profit, filled with volunteers that have said, hey, enough of not having enough ice. We got to do something about it. So we're stepping out to do that and not asking the taxpayers.
Explain the project and what you're all trying to do.
Sure. The project is about bringing more ice sheets to the St. Louis area for ice hockey, figure skating, synchronized skating, speed skating, and just being out for an afternoon skate. We're building hopefully three sheets of ice indoor and then an outdoor sheet that'll have a cover over it for use about 2/3 of the year. And bringing this to our community, you know, it's kind of a gift that we won't be able to get from our government anymore, because dollars need to be spent on fighting crime, you know, educating kids, fixing healthcare, things along those lines. So the private industry is needing to figure out how are we going to do recreation, and this is how we're going to do it.
And you're talking about spending $70 million.
Almost 70. We're going to be over $65 million on this project.
You've got a couple of hurdles that you've got to get over with related to local and federal government. Explain to us what you have to accomplish.
Sure. This piece of ground is just at the northeast corner of Creve Coeur Park, so about a tenth of a mile off of 141. Currently today it has a shed and some gravel driveway and so forth on it. It was not an area of the park that anyone was using. So we're looking to convert about, you know, 2% of park ground into a different form of recreational activity. And we need to get the Missouri Department of Natural Resources and the Federal Parks Department to sign off on this idea of having a recreational activity occur right here inside of a park, which is for recreation.
And when this is built, if you're successful in building it, you don't own that property. That property will be owned by the county.
That's correct. This property stays in the hands of the county. They're just leasing us the ground. And in fact, when we're done paying for the bonds, and we're paying for the bonds on this project and raising all the capital, the county will have this rink. So it will become the county's. And, you know, we hope to continue that lease past the end of our lease that we'll have, because we know what's here for the future of hockey. But the idea is that this really is a gift to our community from the citizens of this community.
You know, if folks don't realize it, St. Louis, Missouri is becoming quite the hotbed of amateur hockey. And we're seeing, well, we've got Al McInnes here. Kachuk's kid came through the St. Louis program. And it is a real challenge to find ice for these kids to play. I mean, I don't think folks realize, and the ice that you get is so expensive just because the supply is so low.
That's correct. And, you know, first off, we are at a really crisis situation in our community around our ice. When this project was originally envisioned, this was going to be 3 to 4 sheets of incremental ice to the town. But we just recently lost the Hardy's Ice Complex to private development. So 3 sheets went away. So at best, doing the math, we're plus 2/3 of a year worth of 1 sheet of ice out of this project. So in the near term, we're just going to be fixing what's now even more of a crisis. And then our group, the St. Louis Legacy Ice Foundation, would like to see more rinks get built using this platform around town. Because, you know, when I grew up here, there was only a few ice centers in town.
Do any high schools in town presently have an ice arena on their property?
No one has their own ice property on their own campus
today. Is that something
today
you all are looking at? Because I know when they built the new Westminster, my kids went there. The original plans for that called for an arena to be on that site, and they ended up walking away from that.
Yeah, and the big thing is that you really, in order to make the economics work in this town, you have to have multiple sheets on one piece of property. So a single sheet facility in the St. Louis market is really not viable economically. So you have to put multiple ones together to get the economy of scale. And, you know, we think ice is expensive here. Our ice prices are about 50 to 75% less than other markets because our municipalities, you know, basically carry the financial burden on our ice. So that's why we have to do this versus private development cannot make a profit in ice in this town because you need to get about $400, $415 an hour. You know, we're going to be out at three plus and we'll be the most expensive ice in town.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the thing. You know, we had the Gateway Arch River people in here a year or so ago and they had their big thing and they had the ice skating under the arch and they brought in the plastic ice. Is plastic ice an option for us here?
No, it just doesn't have the same feel. The technology for that's way better than when, you know, I was younger, but still just not quite the same crisp sound under your feet that you love to have when you skate on a fresh sheet of ice.
When you came in, I asked you, hey, Pat, what are you looking for? And you said, absolutely nothing. We're not looking for any money from taxpayers. And too often here in St. Louis, we've all been barraged with these things where you're looking for TIF or TDD or some type of subsidy. For people who are hearing this and want to be supportive of your efforts, what can we do to help you be advocates to bring this investment to St. Louis?
Yes, so I think the quickest and easiest way for anyone to voice their opinion, whether you would like to, you know, assist in ensuring that happens or you want to make sure that our government hears that you have a counter, you know, idea to this, is to go out to the St. Louis Economic Development Partnerships website. It's stlpartnership.com. And right there is a chance to see our environmental assessment and also to leave a comment to, hey, we need to get this built. We need to see this happen. You know, this is important for the development of the youth in our community. And it's why I've gotten involved is I see what hockey did for me and what it shaped for me from a character and a professional perspective. I want to see that carried on for generations to come here in St. Louis. And that's why I'm volunteering to do this. This isn't a profit-oriented motive, you know, for what we're doing here.
Have you been getting the help from the local electeds that you need to be able to accomplish this?
St. Louis County and the city of Maryland Heights have been phenomenal working with the county executive's office. Sheila Sweeney and the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership and then the folks over at the city of Maryland Heights have really come together to help us find the resources that we need to make this public-private partnership really go. And I think it's a model of what can happen in the future in our community and part of how I think St. Louis needs to change. And we need to think a little bit, you know, differently about how we get things completed in this city because doing it the way we've done it in the past is not going to work. And it's going to take all of us as a community coming together, you know, getting into that team kind of mentality and tackling the goal.
Is this the first time you've ever worked with the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership?
It is. And it's the first time I've worked with county government. It's the first time I've done any of this stuff.
What's your impression of that entity?
It's been very, you know, interesting. The support has been great. It's different than working for yourself. You know, I own my own company, so it's pretty easy to make things change. Pretty quickly when you need to, you know, have things change. Turning the boat around when you have a very large organization like that takes some time. But, you know, I'll tell you, every time that we've tried to make something happen, they're knocking down doors trying to figure out how we can get it done and who we need to talk to have things happen. So the support has been phenomenal, you know, regardless of, you know, which way your political flag may wave. You know, it's great to see everybody come in and trying to make this happen.
That's Patrick Quinn. He's the chairman of the St. Louis Legacy Ice Foundation. He's trying to freeze some water in over there at Crevecoeur Lake Park and put a few sheets of ice on the ground and roofs over their heads. Patrick, good luck on your project, and thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for the opportunity. Have a great day.
All right. It's